Tov Kuf Vav. Elisha b'Yom Tov, protest of him. Aleph. Ain't more than come up b'Yom Tov k'day lolush. Al yikach b'Yaman Adas. The first step is that when you take the flour, you can't measure it. In general, Chazal Aser Medida, because it looks like Medida was a very integral part of the process of selling something. You would sell by weight or measure, some form of measure. Whereas in the cooking and baking process, it wasn't as integral. So it looks more like he's doing business than anything else. The Ber Heitiv adds a Kenech, and also you could have measured it out before Yom Tov. There's no reason why you had to wait. So you take it by Menadas, by estimation. Hagav. The fact that you're making a guma, a hole in the kemach, you know, that's not a problem. Mishabura Aleph, anybody in kemach? Kemal Tsark Pasu, he's calculating lo yimdu. In general, if you're a little bit off, it's not an exact science that on the bread. A little more flour, a little less flour is not going to make that much of a difference. Chazal did not permit it. The nearer combined limkar, because in general, the reason why it's also good, it looks like you're doing it to man in order to sell. Kelolush, that to be making a dough out of it. Makeh came with a lift, and because the circle is a meter, yesh lamer the short. But if you're making a recipe where you're making it not as a dough, but as a part of some type of a cooked dish, as a side dish, etc., over there the measurements are more important, so the heter echol nefesh would allow you to measure it. Okay, like we said before, in Tav Kuf Dalet, you can measure the spices because you don't want too much, too little spice they put in. So similarly, where it's an ingredient in some type of a dish, it's more of an issue than the precision than in the case where you're making bread. So you take by estimation. Now, so the guy says, I have a great idea. Listen, I'm not going to measure it, but I will take the kli I'm going to use to take the flour out of the big pile of flour. I have a big pile of flour. I want to go, so I sort of like scoop out. So the scoop will be the kli which I use as a measure. So I'm not measuring it, I'm using that kli. Says, well then the loch is you have to do a little bit less than full, a little bit more than full, because otherwise you are measuring. Okay. He said, the last loch over here, you're allowed to take the dough, excuse me, the flour out of a pile of flour, even though you end up with a depression inside, with a crater inside. But to lemur, shenel tzarach laharos min kliyak kemach. So what would we require to do? We require instead to pour out from the container which holds the flour into your kneading trough. We don't require you to do that. The kemach, he allows to stick his hand in with it and scoop out flour. Even though when you do that, you're going to leave it a crater, leave a depression in the middle of it. So you're making something. And we said before, by case of dirt, that's a problem. But over here, it's not. The dafka can be over chashin and laguma. Even in the case of a dirt, guma is an issue. A guma being a depression, and it is a problem. We have a submission top design. Well, Paris is Dor Michael, but not by food. And the logic behind that is that's an issue when the person would have a pile of dirt. The case where we had a person brought a pile of dirt and put it in the corner of his chotzer because he wanted to use it. For any needs he had in the chotzer, so it's not a mukzah issue. right? Because you've designated to be used to use it for whatever you need around the chotzer. But you still have this other problem of, I mean, you're digging out the dirt, you're making some type of a guma. So that isser is an isser of boina. You're making a hole, you're making a place to store something, etc. So that's something which is specifically in regards to dirt. It wouldn't apply to a bag, a container of food, whatever it is. Okay. You can't do the first round of sifting the flour. They would do multiple rounds to get it to be more pure. So the first round cannot be done on Yom Tov, even with a shini. Because that can be done beforehand. There's no reason why. That's not part of the making of the bread process. That needs to wait till it's immediately prior to baking the bread. You would make the dough and you'd bake it. Then you wait until right before you wanted to eat it, because otherwise it doesn't taste fresh. Whether you sift the flour today, you sift the flour the day before, it doesn't make a difference. So that doesn't have any heter to do with a yom tov. So that's a malacha which is intrinsically not part of the heter v'chol nefesh, because usually. Even after you do the tchina, the next step is doing ricotta, you would sift it out. And then that was done, large amounts were done at one time, but it's not part of the heter of a chonef. So even with the shina, that's not going to be mutter. Aval imrikta meyas, so a person already did ricotta the day before. And that was the day before Yom Tov. And now, with enough about tzorg or kesem, and now something fell in which he wants to sift out. Roitza l'rakta pam shenis, mutter aval shina. So this is not part of the regular process of making flour ready, making wheat ready to be used to make bread by grinding it and then sifting it. Because then, when you grind it, not everything comes out evenly. So you have to sift it. You don't want these big hunks of sitting in your bread. Harkada was part of that process. That arkada was some of the arkada which came due to the intrinsic issues that the flour has. But there's something which is an external issue, that something fell in, you want to sift that out. That's not going to be something which we say, well, that wasn't as part of the process. It's earlier on, it should have been done beforehand. This is not part of the process. This is a separate concept. Right now, I need to address the fact that something's in there which I have to get out.
What does kesa mean?
Kesem is a splinter. Sure, it's like a pebble. So that's mutter. The Chaver said that's mutter even when, without a shinui. So he mamash goes from one extreme to the other. The first round of sifting is usher even with a shinui. The second round is mutter even without a shinui. The agav yesharim that it's. That Ramah is not arguing with what we said before, that that's mutter without a shini. But he says, I want to tell you, by the way, there's another way of doing it. The other way to do it is to remove the actual item. The mutter leads to the hatsara case of miyadi. You allow it to remove, take them and remove them. Some say it's aser, because you know you're doing a burr process. Now we're going to see later on that burr is one of those interesting malachas that we vacillate on whether burr is mutter, aser, and yamtiv. Some cases the burr aser, some cases the burr is mutter. So they said this would be that one of those cases. I'm sorry, I skipped that.
Did you skip?
I skipped, yeah. Even on weekdays, it is normal to take, but since during the weekdays, this is the way they normally did it, by removing it by hand. So this now is going to be equivalent to the process of a burr process. I want to make matzah melt. I take some matzahs and I pulverize them, and most of the pieces break into very, very small pieces, and I'm very happy. And some pieces end up being very large, so I want to remove them. So that's barer. So I can't remove that. So the issue over here isn't a mukzah issue, the issue is a burr issue. So it's, even if you're starting with foodstuffs which are at some edible matzahs, still a burr problem. But I assume you'd be, how do you need to serve yet? This will look like you want to take it by hand as also. But even this opinion says, but if you want to, you want to not take it by hand, but do a sifting process to remove these items, that's going to be what. I'm Ashik Savlan Basif Cotton Test Dasabach. Some say, I skipped tests. I didn't know the Mishnah Berurah yet.
I was wondering, I was like,
I jumped from the text into the Mishnah Berurah.
I thought you were reading something but I was like, maybe he said all these, just maybe skipped hay and vav and stuff just because we knew that.
No, okay. Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I'm not sure why I did that. So let's go back. So the Ramog introduced a new idea that you're allowed to do, besides doing Harkado, which he said the second Rakita is Mutter. Besides that, to take it out by hand is also going to be Mutter, and some say that's awesome. The Monophable Dover, Ashurazil Rak Tashenis, Kadeshi Hei Pas Noah, back in the Shulchan Aruch. If the person just likes, if you sift the flour a second time, it gives a little more fluff to the flour, ends up being a nicer piece of bread. So for that, Zerach Shinikzaz. Because that also could have been done before Yom Tov. So what would it be a valid shino? You could go in Agabi Ashulchan, as opposed to doing it directly into some type of a container. You do it directly on the table. Hagav, who had in the mutter lasses ayude any hudi afil kilos arkida im yeshanaksas. Another kula, he says, if you have a goy do it, and what he does is done with a shinur. So even though it's the first one which he said is oster, but I the outcome of the shinoi that's going to be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah will raise that maybe the different levels of shinoi, shinoi gomer, shinoi and shinoi gomer. We're talking about even a shinoi shinoi gomer. Now, what's the argument that they have to go ahead and do ayere shinoi? Because when the goyah does ayere shinoi, it's actually possible even Yisrael's allowed to do it mikra. We're passing not like that, but there is a sheet that holds that Yisrael ayere shinoi is mutter. So that much will be mako, that ayere outcome of the shinoi will be mutter. Okay, so cutting hay, emirakden. She can't do because so this is again a familiar idea. The all melachos before the dough process, because they were done in large amounts. Not only is it the rabbanit, it's the raisa. Even if the person does not have the option of doing it beforehand, it's still the raisa. Yeah. So that, so if you didn't do it the first harkada from before Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov even with a shinui. Why is that? Come on, b'chol malachas ha'asuris b'yom to the filling b'shinui ha'asur. Come on, she's barely able to sim tafsadi hey b'mishabura. There were some malachas which are earlier on in the process, which Chazal said you can't do. They touched up, that's the isra tari. You can't do it. Right. So there are certain malachas which are intrinsically a problem. It's even a shini that came out of it. Let's say it's a second arkada, which you done, did your arkada before Yom Tov like a good boy, etc., and then something fell and you want to remove it. A little bit sore, a pebble or a kisim, a splinter fell in. Hanan be Yom Tov, fell in on Yom Tov. So now, you could not have taken care of before Yom Tov, because it only happened on Yom Tov. But let's say, Dima Erev Yom Tov, so we're back to where we started. He should have sifted before Yom Tov, if it fell before Yom Tov. And therefore, any mutter came out of Shinui. Most that's going to be mutter with a Shinui. And he said, Visarakisim. It's mutter to take it out. Sharei ain't coming up, yes, ain't coming up, so the rocket could be the opposite of that, because his goal isn't to make it like nicer. Like then, liver, I need to have service, so I case him in, she yisharu bekvora, achar and feel as I came up there on the coven. Your goal is to separate out the pebbles and the splinters, which will remain in the sifter as after the flour falls through the holes. The case where his kavana wasn't for rikun, rather the kavana was to remove this item, so that they didn't ask for that case. Sure enough, but Yom Tov could only happen on Yom Tov itself. So you didn't have an option of doing it beforehand. So Chazal put it back in the rice that it's motor. Now, so we're saying that there's an heter of burger over here. I bet the mefregan is a venadoima lahod mavur lekamam esimin tov tov kuf yud sef beis. The also liver kidney is tech psela shalahen binapa ukvara. You can't separate out using a napa or a kvara the psellus of the kidney is, or excuse me, can we take the kidneys from the middle of the psellus? So even though it's the good from the bad, but it's with a kli. So it's going to be it's going to be usher. So very usher the feel the lekachon mitoche can vani a makir b'yom tov gufa a yachol liver me'er yom tov. That's going to be relevant in the following yom tov in the following scenario. The parallel case has to be a case that there wasn't an option doing it before yom tov. Right, just like over here, the tzor of the kisim fell in on Yom Tov. So we're contrasting that this is a case where it was only possible to do it on Yom Tov. So you have to give it to a parallel case. So he says, what's that case? That case will be that you bought it from the chenvoni on Yom Tov. You never chops an option of doing it beforehand. Assuming the kidney is. Even if you bought them from the Chevoni Hamakiro, Chevoni Makiro means a Chevoni which knows him and therefore he's willing to give it to him on credit as opposed to forcing him to pay, which he can do on Yom Tov. So if he buys the kidney as on Yom Tov itself, and he still wasn't able to mevar before Me'er of Yom Tov, so that's not going to be that's the case where it would be Osir. But the answer is because that's normally done a lot of the time. Never may assume. It's already been niver. The erish and upper by circus, and now something fell in on Yom Tov. Minkel lekel shul the tzarich shor lafosu be Yom Tov v'sharis. That's obviously the reason you're doing it, because you haven't made it use. Because otherwise, why are you doing it again? You already did it already. So therefore, that's so mutter. It's what the apple is shini. The Eish Bachrim Legam is that boy Shini, which is the Bach, Ali Rabba, Chayadim Shaddai, so the Tzarek was a Shini Gomer. The Bach, Bachrim, and Napa, Ayre Yakum. He says Shini is not even a mix of Shini, he also is a full Shini, the Chayadim says. And the example that he gives, is to turn the sieve upside down. So it'll go through the holes, but a lot of it more will splatter, etc. So that's a very strange way of doing it, because you're gonna you lose when you turn on the other round, you'll lose a lot of the flour, etc. So that's, I don't know way to do it. I'm sure there's some kids have tried at some point in time, but in general, it's not a normal way to do it. See, that's a shini gomer. Or give it to God to do it. Chena doch matzus b'yomtze b'sarach l'rakat akema chanitzka minit p'rurit. Yirakat ayde shini ane chorea mapa. That's the das hachayon. You should do with a shini, which means this upside down sifter. Yesham it's mutter to take a sarakis and b'yari. The same way we're saying to be merakeh, to take out a splinter as mutter, also saying you can take it out b'yad. The mutter ayin erikud b'chadas mechaber. There was an argument on the Shulchan Aruch. He agrees the Shulchan Aruch that there's a heter rikud, but he's saying besides that there's a heter to take it out directly. That's a normal weekday way of doing it. How like a barber? That'll be like the barber process, as opposed to doing it with I'm not sure how they did it normally. They normally did it on weekdays by taking it out. So we're suggesting over here to take it out either. By hands or by rikud. So by hand was another way of doing it. So therefore, that's going to be aser. Al yidei harkado. Kam him bodu matasa mechaber b'shor. That they agree with that. How much is something that's cotton has matasa bach? That the Bach says, even that scenario, it could be you need a shino. Why makes up the contest? That's a Bach. In some cases, that also needs a shino. What was it going back on? Much of the sort of case in the other, you need a shino. Okay, fine. Without Lina could they assume you should do it with a shin. Who are then im? Naflu Zubim Mesecha Kos, Vesiro Oisam Lechud. If a fly fell into the cup of wine, do not remove just the fly. So at least Yichem and Amashka Gamkin and Mohammed take part of the liquid with it. Mudin Oshos Shecher is. Wood then im. Right, lo yisus mechul. Within Shecher with Hadisa Yesh Shemorim, Yichmat Shecher Allah Shemor. So, a similar example of that would be if you have some sediment sitting on the bottom, you don't want to drink. You can't drink down to the last layer where you're clearly separated between the usable and the non usable. If you take some, leave some of the liquid with it. Fascinating. Chazanish says, what's the lamas of leaving something with it? Right. Sebelt says it's not considered bur because you left part of the oichel with the psalms. He says a little bit differently. He says that there's no issur bur unless you have a taruvus. The assumption of bur always assumes that there's a mixture, and the process of bur is to be mevar out of the mixture.
So sediment is a...
So, some which is this. So what defines a taruvus? We discussed this before. Taruvus, my rabbi always says, if it looks like a taruvus, it's a taruvus. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't look like a taruvus, it's not a taruvus. Mm-hmm. Right? So it says, but if you think about it, so there's three factors really which define to our eye what's called a taruvus or not. The amount of items which are there, the proximity, and the size. So something like something which is clearly distinct. If it's one item, if there's 15 of them, it's going to get very confusing. So over here, the fly is distinct from the rest of the liquid. That's not a problem of burr. So where's the burr? Because by the fly's legs, between the fly's legs and the liquid, whatever it is. It's not very clear to us at first glance where the legs end and the drink begins. But if this is the top of the cup and it's over here, there's no terubus over here. Mm-hmm. The terubus is this little area, not the bug itself, but in between the legs of the bug, that's where the area is. Now, if I take my scoop and I scoop that all out, there's no burr. I just remove the whole terubus. Burr, by definition, is going into the terubus and taking it apart. Mm-hmm. Right. Over here, I just removed the whole terubus. That's how the Chazish understands this halacha. The lumbus is that you take off the fat from the chicken, take a little bit of the chicken with it. It says the place of the terubus is where they meet. So if I cut here, I have a problem with burr. If I cut over here, I just remove the whole terubus. So that's how he understands all of them. It's not that since you left some of the psalus. The oichel with the psalus, so it wasn't an act of oichel from psalus, or psalus from oichel, because you left someone with it. That's what some people say. He disagrees with that presumption. He says it's because intrinsically, and he has reasons why he disagrees with it. He says intrinsically it's a different process totally.
If you take soup, if you have a fly, like here in a cup, so you let it go here with the spoon and take from the other part then. You're removing ochel, but you say it's not tarufis over here. Here it is.
Right, so according to Chazanish, you're being able to. You
put another part.
Even though using a kli, it would be mutter because it's not a burr issue. It's becoming a meister burr.
So the sediment's in the bottom.
So same thing with sediment. The place of the terubus is the sediment. Is that little layer of liquid right above the sediment? That's where you have your terubus between the liquid and the sediment.
So you can drink or take with a spoon up to there and scoop it out, whatever you want.
Getting your terubus. He just says you have to do it gently, you have to drink gently, because if you don't do it gently, by essence, you'll mix the whole thing up and then you have a problem. You're gimbal. Sarshin exas. Nefesh. See, if you're just doing it to make it a little bit lighter flour, not because there's a real problem over here, and not the first time you're sifting it, even though the chardet is oichel nefesh, be oichel nefesh, you're doing something to oichel nefesh. Right, after hoyel olorakim, yes, well, you could have done the second sifting from erev yotav also. So therefore, you have to do with a shiner. Furthermore, begam, does that be chlipper kiddur rishana? Since we said a kiddur rishana is by definition a problem, so allowing people to do a second one. People might confuse and say that's the first one, and they would come to Mimah to the first one. So he said, you know what, you can't do Rikid on Yom Tov unless you do the Shinu. Ah, Yimashenka Menofel Mitzvah Kisim and Niskaliel. So B'Shem make the same gzera. I can't sift out the pebble because people say you're allowed to sift. And they'll go sift the flour for the first time. No, that's not true. Over there, Yadim HaKol Sharikot Hu L'Tzarech Shor, Sheeple Hatzor V'Kesem. However, there's no other rate, so you can't bake it as is it with the, you know, bite into the little pebbles. I mean, that's not an option. So that was a much more intrinsic need than over here. Your Dalit. So he says you need a shinik sas, for example, down on the table. The b'chol aderek lanapas agav teva, a revi put into a storage box or into a revi, which is an eating trough. So, if he normally does it, that's how he does it during the week. This fellow, so that him is not a shinui. You have to do a different shinui. You can't do the same thing that you do during the whole week and say, well, that's a shinui. It's not a shinui for you. So, it has to be a personal shinui.
So if you use the term the sifter upside down, that's even more of a shin. That's a shin and gomer. That for sure is going to be more. The chiddush where you're doing the normal way, just you're doing it on a different surface. That's what the mecharba was saying in chiddush. Because the imanapa shniya ain the kavea niktana minafa rishana. Kol mashi yetsar rishana yetsar bishniya. If they measure netting by the amount of holes per inch, right? How many openings you have per inch. So, if you say X amount you have per inch, the second one is doing the same thing. It's not making it, just adds a little bit of air when you sift it. But let's say the second one is more sensitive, it's smaller holes than the first one.
It was smaller holes. So that's like a new process. I mean, it's like your mama's vis-a-vis the final result. This is like a new step in the process, which never was before. So it's like the first sifting. That it comes to us already sifted from the mills. You can't do it a second time, even with the shinery. Because that which they do in the factory, in the mill, better, it doesn't remove all the psyllus. And now you are removing, so that's like the first round, and then in that sense. Then he said, let's just finish off the sip. Mishana ksas. You can have give a guy to do it if he does a shini. What is that? Lefishi yesh misharmer. So I feel you so much to learn rakat like a shini. I'm sure a person can poke it a lot. Most people say that this is not true, but there is an opinion which says that a Jew could do Ayere Shinui. Akaponim, therefore, Yeshim is called the word of Lahakam Bashin Ayere Nakri. So to do that in conjunction with the Goy doing it, that's going to be Motu. Kitsas. Right, so you have to do a little bit of a Shinui. If you're Kodesh Macher, feel Ayere Akam, you can't have a Goy do Ayere Shinui. The Pichadosh is arguing on the case of the Mechaber, which was a Shinik Sas, that you're doing on the table. But a Shinik Gomer, where you turn the sifter upside down, that's a Shinik Gomer, because the difference thing, one is that intrinsic, the whole process is a different process, one is the result, ends up a little bit different. That's how we look at it. So,
But it could be even the Pure Chiddush would agree. A Shin and Gomer would be, for example, the upside down sifter would be Mutter Ayele Goy. Okay, so hold on by Sif Gimel. So as it stands right now, I don't think I'm going to be learning. I'm not sure. I can't commit over Yom Tov.